Good evening, and welcome to the June 21st, 2017 meeting of the Public Works Advisory Board. And a happy summer solstice to everyone. All the members of the board are here, so I'll call the meeting to order. If we'll all stand for the pledge of the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any announcements by board members at this time? How about staff? Any announcements tonight? Okay. And there's no presentations. We'll open public comment period for members of the public that wish to make comments on items that are not on the agenda. If you would like to come forward and state your name and your place of residence.
Good evening. I'm Carol Truesdale. I've been here since 1995, North Morro Bay. I have a date with my husband tonight, so there is something on the agenda that I want to ask Mr. Livick about that I have some concerns on. So can I speak or do I have to wait?
Go ahead.
Can I? Okay. Mr. Livick, thank you very much for including the projected costs for the new water reclamation facility. I noticed that the accumulation of dollars is only like $7,648,959 in Section 6. Is that current figures, or is those figures, when were they burned last? When I say burned, printed.
Could you restate where that is that you're looking at?
I'm looking at the new water reclamation facility, detailed sheet 2 of 2. It's packet 58, page 58 of 73. And I notice in section 4, it talks about what we have for funding with the accumulation fund is $7,121,252. And then it goes down, their sewer operating fund, et cetera, for a total of supposedly in the coffers for $7,648,959. And I noticed there was no funding information here. And the research that I've been doing, it kind of scares me when we're talking about a huge plant of $124 million and the potential of financing being at over 30 years, $248,170. So my question to you is, are these numbers that you put in here is in the coffers right now, or shall we say in the bank, actuals as of this, when was the last printed? In other words, from what report does this come from?
If you would like to answer at this time, if you're able to. Thank you.
Sure. Those numbers were provided by our finance department as of the preparation of the capital improvement budget, so probably mid-May.
Okay, so they are up to date.
They're up to date.
So yeah. Basically, we only have $7,648,959 in our bank towards any type of new water reclamation facility or sewer type of thing.
That is correct.
Okay. And may I ask you a question with the funding? I know you left that to be D. Do you have any idea when that will be added to your spreadsheet?
When council gives us direction on how to, what project they're going to move forward with, and the Prop 218 process.
All right, sir. And when do you approximate that's going to be?
I would sometime later on this summer. I think the original proposal had it the August 28th second meeting in August. I think we moved that up, but council will give us further direction at Tuesday night's meeting.
And that's next Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
The 27th?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Livick.
Thank you, staff.
Are there any more members of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll close public comment period and bring it back to the board. First item on the agenda is the consent calendar for the approval of the minutes of May 17th meeting. Are there any comments or corrections that need to be made to the minutes? Seeing none, would someone like to entertain a motion to for approval?
I'll move to make a motion to approve the minutes as stated.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Item B1, Director's Report. We'll turn this over to the Director, Mr. Livick.
Faster thumb. Couple items to highlight. Project for our gap closure sidewalk project is out to bid currently. We have about 236,000 dollars to do sidewalk gap closures. That bid closes on June 22nd, tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get some good bids on that, be able to install all those missing sidewalk areas. Pavement preservation project is closed out for this year, and we're in the process of prepping for our next delivery order. Probably not going to try to be the last ones to have a project. We always thought if being last, we'd get the best prices, but it also puts us right into the rains. And if it's going to rain again this year, want to avoid that and stretching that work schedule out like we did this past spring that was supposed to be a fall project. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions on the director's report.
Quick one, Rob, on the sidewalk, what do you call it, fill-ins.
The gap closures?
Yeah, gap closure. Do you only do it where curbs presently exist, or do you actually go in and do a curb gutter and sidewalk?
If there is not curb gutter and sidewalk or curb gutter there, we will install
it. You will put it in.
Put in curb and gutter there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions by the board? John?
Yes. I had a question on, I go for walks because that's what I do. About the sidewalk, I had some other questions on some of the other items, but was it on Paul or Paul on? What's the creek that goes through Del Mar as it crosses Main Street?
Alva Paul Creek?
Yeah. Who's going to be on the hook to put a bridge for a sidewalk across there?
City of Morro Bay.
And is there any plan? Does that have any position on the sidewalk plan or sidewalk maintenance plan?
Not as of yet. The focus is to where the most users use the sidewalk first, mm-hmm. which would be the downtown and Embarcadero area, and then radiate out from there.
Okay. Yeah, it just gets a little squirrely walking along the bridge with
yes,
people doing
it does.
50. So,
what bridge are you talking about?
Downstream from Del Mar Park,
between Island and Jamaica on Main Street. There's, it's a narrow bridge there.
Okay. Trying to picture.
Okay. Are other things allowed to be asked, or do we want to keep our own sidewalks?
Are you finished with comments, or just go ahead and start asking? Go ahead, John.
Okay, I was looking at the consolidated maintenance and Del Mar. What are plastic applicators? It's a first.
It's a bipartisan.
Yeah, if you come up to the microphone, please.
That's the refuge from feminine hygiene products.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
That makes sense. Stormwater. Were there any cost estimates for doing the Tract 1 or Tract 2 waste management, or what do they call it, trash?
Not yet. We have just received the letter, so we're putting those cost estimates together.
Okay. The manholes, the little projects to raise manhole lids flush with a pavement, is that on any sort of priority from the street projects?
We're actually doing that as fill-in work, basically, so when the crews are down. But we believe we caught all the areas for the new streets. We believe we've already hit up all the areas that were repaved. Mm-hmm. But there are some other areas that the manholes have sunk that we have identified that we still have to hit.
Okay. I noticed, I think it was on Greenwood, there was one manhole with a white paint around it, like it needs to be raised, but it hasn't yet. So, transit. Is the free ride for use on the buses or buses and trolleys?
Good evening. It's just on the Morrow Bay Transit vehicles for the fixed route.
Okay. So not the trolleys?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. This is under wastewater. Okay, there were some project goals which were removed from the wastewater or wastewater recycling facility. It said some of the project goals were removed. I was just wondering if you had a brief description of those. This is in paragraph two.
So this was based on council direction at the April 25th meeting. Goals such as the corporation yard, phasing of tertiary treatment or reclaimed water, energy recovery, look at phasing or eliminating those goals to reduce project costs.
Okay.
I must add this. Phasing doesn't reduce project costs.
All I know.
That guarantees is it's going to cost more.
Yes, I understand that, but so we have to figure out how to pay for it too.
Right.
Then last two questions that I had on this. How did your meeting with local public works experts about the funding? Did you feel, did anything substantive come out of it? And I'm not expecting an answer because you still have to write your memo, but I was wondering, did it go well or so-so? Or
I think it went real well. Many things were identified. We're still putting costs to those. So that'll be presented at the July 5th Water Reclamation Facility Citizens Advisory Committee. It's first outing.
Do you have any questions? Did any questions come up there that you're still addressing as you're preparing your report on the
basically cost analysis?
Okay. And then the last thing, I took a look at the WRF site. It'd be neat if you had little items on there, but there were no dates. Like you have report there, but it doesn't describe what. Well, it'd be hard to describe it, but I was hoping to see dates would kind of say this is the most recent report and this is, or this is when a report was updated.
Yeah, our web person is reorganizing that site so things, classifying them into categories and putting dates and putting a search function on there. So things should be easier to find once they roll out that change towards the end of summer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Chris, do you have any questions at this time? Okay, Stu?
I've got a question about the staircase that's out here that goes down to the Embarcadero. I walked it the other day, and that's a pretty shaky staircase. And do you anticipate closing that, or is there anticipated funds coming up for it, or what's going on with that?
The funds that would have to pay for that staircase could most likely would come from general funds, although there's a possibility of grant funds would be available. the maintenance, consolidated maintenance, takes a look at that on a routine basis, and if it does become unsafe, the city would, more likely than closing it, would probably remove it.
Thank you.
Okay. Steve, what about you?
No, I think John asked everything I was thinking about.
Okay, Jan?
No.
Christian?
Thank
you, John. Okay, I do have one question people have asked me, and I don't have a clear answer for it. Talking about on the ADA, the curbs, the yellow platform with the big bumps on it at the curb cuts on corners, I was, you know, it seems that that would be not very good for people in wheelchairs. Is there other designation? Is it for the visually impaired? Could you explain why that particular design and method is standard?
It's the law.
This year.
it's a legal requirement.
But is it supposed, do you know whether it's supposed to be assisting wheelchairs or the visually impaired?
Visually impaired.
Visually impaired, okay.
Yes, I think that's the purpose of it, although the reason we do it is the law.
Okay, thank you. There's no other questions on the director's report, then we'll move on to agenda item B2, also presented by Mr. Livick.
So this is probably a little late in the process since council already adopted the budget with the capital improvement program in there, but this will give you an indication of what we'll be working on for next year and the format for the CIP. This is quite a departure from our, well, you wouldn't know that because the CIP has never been presented to PWAB in the past, or at least in the recent past. Maybe way back when it was, but the goal is to, actually there was an item added to the work plan to make sure that the CIP gets to the Public Works Advisory Board so that they can make comments on prioritization and projects that would be in the CIP. So CIP used to just be a list that appeared at the end of the budget that nobody really ever looked at. We're trying to make it more usable for folks. So the first thing you'll see is a tabular summary of all the items in the CIP. And then there's, for each of the CIP items, there's a two-page with a typically a picture, description, and funding, the cost, and the source of funds for each of the projects being proposed. It goes through our general fund projects, water fund, sewer fund, harbor, and transit.
Can I ask a question along the way?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Are you honestly thinking you will get through all these items in this next fiscal year?
We'll get through most of these items in the next fiscal year.
One of them was the SR-41 interchange.
Well, we'll get through the portion of that project that's scheduled for this fiscal year.
Okay.
So I think it's basically...
It just looked rather ambitious.
Design, and that's probably the easiest one of the... because we have working with Caltrans and have outside consulting help on that project. It, Caltrans is a machine once you get working with them. So
you're saying I'm too old to ever see the actual improvements.
On SLOCOG schedule, the actual improvements are programmed for 2019-2020. But it will rely upon local funding, too. So we're going to need to come up with our required match.
On that note, you have this staircase in here as well. What portion of that were you looking to deal with this year?
Basically planning and some design work to put some more detailed cost numbers together, get some survey out there so we can actually do a design on it.
You're still looking at possibly the switchback idea?
I think we would have to, with wholesale replacement of it, there's no way to avoid the accessibility requirements. So a switchback is really the only way that we can accommodate that. I guess we could accommodate with an elevator or a funicular or escalator, but I think the lowest of the costs would be switchback. I costed it based on concrete retaining walls, concrete sidewalk. So there may be a more innovative approach to that than my civil engineering brain has.
And that would just be a zigzag ramp.
A zigzag ramp, probably with a staircase either at one end or in the middle associated with it.
So and then, Rob.
Go ahead.
On the bathroom at Del Mar Park, there's no completion date, no type, and it's not even listed until future years.
Yeah, because there's no funding available for that.
So we don't know when that's going to happen. Is that when it's future years like that? It's just... It's something you want to do, but you
it's
have...
It's dependent on funding, yes.
Okay. There were quite a few like that.
I was going to ask on the One Water plan, did you already line up Corolo to do
Corolo,
it reads in here, it says, is involved hiring a consultant. I think it's already...
Yeah, council authorized that contract with Corolo earlier this month.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Or last month, sorry.
Oh. And... Back to the Main Street 41 interchange. Now at the bottom of on the explanation on that, it says that all transportation funding is allocated on a reimbursable basis. What does that mean? That what we spend, SLOCOG gives us back?
Yes. So typically with transportation grants, you don't get a bucket full of money that you're allowed to spend. Uh-huh. You spend the money and then apply for reimbursement for it. So the CMANC money that's listed there, which is congestion management, the $300,000, uh-huh. The RSTP, RSHA dollars, those are outside dollars. Those are SLOCOG dollars. So we will invoice SLOCOG with backup documents showing how much we've spent, and then they'll reimburse us for that.
I'd like to ask you that when you ask a question, please indicate what page that you're asking the question from so everybody else can follow along. Thank you. Any other questions right now?
Yes.
Okay, John.
Okay, unless someone, I'm going to go on for a little while. Okay.
You got 3 minutes.
Oh.
page.
Okay, so you answered my first two questions. How was the Laurel utility corridor first identified? Was that something that you're always trying to get to, or is it just showed up? This
microphone.
How was the Laurel utility work identified? Was it? Has it been on the plate for a while, or is it?
It has the sewer line portion of it has. Active root intrusion in the line, offset joints. So it's a maintenance, ongoing maintenance effort
nightmare.
There. And then the water line improvements would be associated with the nutmeg tank.
Okay. Okay. So we got that. Can I say I giggled when I looked at your little map for the Surf Street?
Yes, you can.
How wide is the slope there? Is that a 2-to-1 slope going up 40 feet?
Not quite 2-to-1. It's less than 2-to-1. I think it rises. I don't have the design information with me, but it's a little slightly less than 2-to-1.
Okay, so it's the price you have there doesn't look like it's going to cover much retaining wall. What material are you thinking of using?
Concrete retaining wall.
Okay. I'll be interested to see how that cost estimate works. Let's see. sorry. And let's see where I am. Oh, I had a question about the, you know, you're looping the water lines. At, I'm trying to figure out where I saw that.
At the state parks?
Yeah. And also there's an interconnect. What sort of materials were you planning on using there?
C900 PVC.
Is there any soil issues that you're going to have to deal when you put that?
It's generally pretty sandy, silty in that area.
Okay. Are you going to be allowed to put the interconnect for the state water parks there on the side of the road rather than through the middle? Or do you have a? It didn't look like there was a lot of money in there for a pavement repair after installing a water line.
Which item was that one? I'm sorry.
Hang on, I'm just trying to get to it. But
38. 38.
Okay.
Let's see if I can.
And also, I was actually looking at the picture on page 37. I just noticed that you had a total of a little over 100,000 for, and so how many feet of pipe do you think you're going to be putting in? Feet of utility plus whatever the emergency connection is.
I don't have the details for that information.
All right.
And it'd be outside of the pavement area is the proposal for that.
Okay. So you'll have to start coordination with the state to see how. Would they donate any money towards this project?
Probably not. It doesn't improve their service.
Okay. I was just wondering, is the emergency connection for our benefit then, or is it?
It would be for our benefit.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I was looking at page 43. I was wondering where the tanks, which were identified for external maintenance, exterior maintenance, is that Kings and Dynet and the power plant?
That would be Blanca, Elena, Ridgeway, all of our steel tanks, basically, that aren't okay. being replaced.
So these are just example pictures? Of
yes, exactly. Okay. Kings.
So you're going to sandblast and repaint or just go over the seams?
Just spot painting is okay. the plan.
Had a question about Embarcadero sewer rehabilitation.
Page.
That's page 49. Do you know what the size and length of the replacement sewer is going to be? And also, I'm not familiar with the term cured in place.
Cured in place lining. Okay. So it's a lining material that's placed in there. Typically, hot water, hot airs run through it, and
it wraps. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that's a 12-inch line along there.
Okay. And how long would interruption to service be with the installation?
Probably just intermittent interruption. We're not going to be able to cut off the ideally we would just tell everybody to close for a couple weeks and we'd do our work, but that's typically not possible.
Okay. I agree. Let's see. I think you answered my question about the other thing. Another question which kind of popped up, a general one. Who generally does the
budget estimates, which are included in this report. Is that all you, or do you get help from people? Or?
The project engineer is typically doing that engineer's estimate or opinion of probable cost.
Is there a QC process on those estimates?
There will be. This was put together rather hastily because of the change in format. I think we put together all these in a matter of a couple of days for this new process.
Okay. Who's your best estimator?
I'd say Rick Sauerwein or Jared Whalen. Both are real good at, both have experience in construction.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Chris, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, looks like Stu might have something.
I've got a question about the restroom at Del Mar. Of course, I'm there daily. As we're not going to replace that for $350,000 right now, are we going to fix what's there, go through and do some perhaps cosmetic work on it, and perhaps fix some plumbing and some other things there?
Yeah, we'll continue to maintain that existing facility. In fact, Mike's been chipping. Oh, Mike has left. He could have answered that question. he's been chipping away at the a little bit at a time out there because this probably will be replaced with assistance from some outside volunteer group if it's going to be replaced in the short term.
Also, regarding the new system here, it doesn't appear to have a storage compartment in the back of it to put the equipment that they use to clean up the park and, you know, the buckets and the rest of the stuff and so on. Does it have? Does this unit for $350,000 have one in it in back? Or do you know?
I don't know the answer to that question. This was an off-the-shelf bathroom unit. So if we did want a storage unit for the equipment that we have out there, it might be a separate shed.
Okay. I know the people out there have said that if they had something to move around with, like a golf cart or something, things would go a lot quicker out there and be a lot cleaner. So that's something to think about when you're designing the new system. And that's all I have right now.
Okay. Christian, do you have any questions down there? Jan? Steve?
I just have one that came up regarding the Embarcadero sewer rehabilitation on page 49. And it sounds like you're going in with some kind of slip line.
Yes, it would more likely than not be slip lined. It's offset joints. And then most of the laterals also have an offset with them.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be working with the property owners on that repair.
I guess the question to me was, is it because you're getting a lot of infiltration, or is there actual structural problems with the pipe?
Mainly
infiltration. Or like the joints leaking, or is it the pipes cracking? I guess is my question.
There's some cracking, but it's mainly offset joints, and we're getting infiltration there. And the infiltration we get there is rather salty.
Yes, I bet it is. Okay, thank you.
If there's no immediate questions from the board, I'll open this up to public comment. If anyone in the public would like to comment on the items in this report, now would be the time. Seeing no one, we'll close public comment. Are there any last-minute questions from members of the board? Looks like
just a curious one, Rob. When you put those liners in the Embarcadero sewer, it's what does it say you're going to do? Cured in place pipe. Putting that in the existing pipes?
Yeah, it would go inside the existing pipe.
So there's not. Does that mean there'll be minimal digging and stuff?
Yes.
No.
No digging?
Well, there'll still have to be some digging because a lot of the INI is at the lateral, so the lateral needs to be repaired. Our code puts the lateral responsibility on the property owner, so we'll be working with the property owners on that repair.
Now, another curious question. Doesn't the city own the property on the Embarcadero?
city owns the property on the, well, the state of California owns the property. We manage it in trust for the state of California, but I believe all maintenance is in the leases is passed on to the leaseholders.
Okay, Christian.
It's just a comment. I like this format, you know, for the people to be able to see, you know, when the paving project happened, you know, I know in my area, due to the fact that people were misinformed, there was a lot of emotion that went into it. You know, for instance, where I live, the paving truck hit a fence. So, you know, I have some neighbors that were a little bit older and a little concerned and fearful. And so we went ahead and followed up with the city's project manager, you know, in that. And it took the person, you know, a good 30 days to come back and tell me that they weren't sure if the city owned the fence or if it was Caltrans. So city been around a long time. I would think we know what assets are ours or which aren't. So at the end of the day, all they did was shuffle the request around until I filed with Caltrans, and Caltrans, you know, fixed it within about a week, which was great. But as we do each of these projects, it is kind of nice to understand that, you know, our citizens are the stakeholders, and, you know, the project management for the city, you know, needs to follow that up to completion as a QC item and not leave it up to a homeowner to call on behalf of the city. If a city contractor was working there, they hit the fence, you know, we should, you know, step up and finish the call through to Caltrans and then watch it to completion rather than leave it for, you know, someone out there that's uninformed. I do know that this is great, and I know that when they did publish something on the doorstep saying, you know, hey, wait a minute, some streets get one coat, some get two, everything, I mean, that immediately when that hit doorsteps really dropped a lot of the emotion, and so that was really good. So each of these projects, as they come forward, it's just something to consider. The more details or a contact person or some of the processes that you anticipate following really do help ease the emotion.
Okay, Chris.
I just also have a question on the streets for next year. I noticed the budget of the $626,000 and then the actual estimate, though, of $953,000. What sort of, do we have funding coming along that we're trying to project for, or are we going to be dealing with what we did last year where we just kind of start cutting and make picking which streets are the favorable ones?
Well, could you give me a page number so I can refresh my memory and see what's
page
on?
Page 71.
Sorry. I should have that indelibly etched in my memory, but I don't.
That's a full depth, roughly.
71? Really? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So this is basically the candidate list. We'll be getting bids on this list, and we may have to make adjustments based on those. Let me correct myself. We have bids on all of our streets already because we did a indefinite quantity, indefinite time delivery method. We know what the rates are, so I think we're fairly certain which streets will be done this year. And we'll be working with the same contractor, Pavement Coatings. They have a 5-year contract with the city to do pavement work. One of the things that we're going to be evaluating is these triple layer cape seals versus a in-place pavement recycling. So running a grinding operation, recycling the asphalt, and actually doing road reconstruction. They think they can be competitive with triple layer cape seal for that. So they're going to get a price together for that. It would be a much better product than a triple layer Cape Seal to actually reconstruct the street.
But your budget, is that showing what they told you it will cost, or you're just guessing that's what it would cost for a full reclamation?
That's what they have given us their initial estimates at, as costs.
Is this the budget number that's in the council's budget, or is this just what we know it's going to cost and we still need to find the funding?
This will match up with the approved budget numbers, which are on page near the front of this. So what we have for this year is total of $926,000. So not quite matching up, but very close, which includes the $530,000 in Measure Q, some money through a Cal Recycle grant because we used recycled tire product in the asphalt material. SB1 will kick in a little bit. It doesn't actually start until November of this year. The revenues coming into the cities, the Fix It First initiative that was passed through the legislature and the governor signed last month. And then urban state highway account money is for street maintenance, $245,000. That's formula money that we get from Caltrans. So we'll have that to spend. It's a little bit more than we normally would get because of some past reimbursement errors that SLOCOG made. We didn't get full reimbursement, and both agencies were audited, so they owed us more money. So that will be included in next year's dollars. So for a total of $926,000.
Any other questions? I'd like to thank you for your report on the capital improvement program, especially how you have it laid out so that we can see not only the amount that's proposed for this year, but the projections for the next 2 years and future years, so that all of these projects, you know, it's clear that they're not all planned to be done this year, but it's going to take a few years to get quite a bit of this done.
So I've taken some of your comments and questions, and those will be incorporated into next year's so that we'll improve the presentation of this. So we'll have a little bit more detailed information so that we can take a look at some of those costs.
I have a quick question, Rob. With the full reclamation, where you're going to actually pick it up, grind it, lay it back down with new oil, how long are those people physically out of being able to use that road? Are they going to be able to kind of open it up at the end of each day, or how's that going to work?
Typically, when I've seen the full depth reclamation, it's not been done in tightly gridded streets.
I've never seen it, and that's why.
It's more of a linear roadway where they can actually do quite a bit of production. Right. I would assume doing it on a street, especially like in North Morro Bay, they're not going to be able to use the train system that they use where they're grinding it, running that into a hopper, and laying it back down immediately.
Okay.
I'm assuming that they're going to have to take it up, grind it, process it at maybe a small portable batch plant that they'll put on site, and then bring it back that same day.
You see them like taking down half the street and leaving
half the street, folks will be driving on base for maybe a day.
Oh, okay.
Any other last comments, Chris? No. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments, and we'll incorporate those into a plan that you will probably see in March of next year so that it can be informed the budget for next year.
Are there any projected agenda items at this time for the next meeting?
Typically, we take the Public Works Advisory Board takes the month of July off in past years.
Scratch D on the agenda.
So are you suggesting that, or do you have work for us that
we may projected? Mess with that date for the joint tour with the Recreation Board, Recreation Parks Board, to do the facilities tour and adjust that date. I think that's what we were looking at for July, was to do the tour, because we like to do it in the summer when it's light enough to hit all the facilities in a reasonable amount of time and still be able to see them.
Okay, so
likely it'll change from that date, but we'll work with the Recreation Parks Board to come up with and poll this board to come up with a date that's agreeable to most.
Okay.
And typically that's done on the trolley, and yeah, we leave from the offices at 955 Shasta and then spend a couple hours touring city facilities.
Wonderful. With that, then we'll just adjourn to an indefinite meeting date in the future.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, some good comments to maybe change some of the information that gets presented.
What is ROWC?
Right of way. That's another thing we're still continuing to work on, is the abbreviations and acronyms. Oh, cool. Oh, very good. Very good.
Sorry, dude.
That's okay.
I'll be there for the work.